So the Edwards River Public Library reached out to us to host an event there on Saturday at 10:30. And so we'll just be doing our public awareness talk, TikTok 101, and just letting residents know, you know, how they can protect themselves, what to look for symptoms, if they do get bit by a tick, and then how to properly remove it, and how to watch out for symptoms, and where they can send those ticks in to be tested.
You call it, I know, TikTok 101 through your Illinois Lyme Association representation. What type of year does 1 year vary from the other when you kind of talk about these tick-borne illnesses, or, you know, if 2022 is a bad year compared to 2021, or is kind of each thing its own, I guess, kind of separate year with separate parameters in play?
Well, I say every year is a bad tick year. So they're really all the same, if not getting worse every year. I mean, ticks are expanding. Their geographical range is really expanding. We've got Gulf Coast ticks, Lone Star ticks coming up from the south. The deer ticks are, you know, expanding further into Illinois. And so they're just really spread. I mean, one tick can lay 1 to 2,000 eggs, so one female. So they really are have the opportunity to grow exponentially pretty quickly. So obviously weather, you know, the rainy seasons, you're going to see more, but they are finding ways to adapt as well. So,
and then, you know, you begin this awareness effort kind of on your own, and it's expanded where you have this Illinois Lyme Association group now involved in the effort that you lead. Do you feel good about the outreach and kind of the awareness and public education that you've been providing? Are we making headway, you think?
I do. I think, you know, a lot of the providers we come in contact with now are really wanting to know more information. The Illinois Department of Public Health is starting to, you know, expand their outreach and finally starting to talk about it. And so I think that's raising awareness with public and the medical community. So we are actually starting what we call county coordinators. So we are looking for people that are boots on the ground to help us get into more of the communities that are willing to do some of these public TikToks within their community. So anybody that wants to be involved and volunteer for the Illinois Lyme Association and be a county coordinator, please, you know, reach out to me. So we think we're doing great, but we have a you know, Illinois is a big state and we've got a lot of ground to cover.